Hey, everybody, it's Wendy Sellers here, the HR lady. I am here with my co-host, JC.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to be back. And Wendy, I do have to tell you, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, of course. I couldn't do it without you. Literally, I literally couldn't do it without you. I mean, I guess I could, but I don't want to. It would be boring. What I want to talk about today for our listeners, I think this is really going to hit home with a lot of the folks that have the HR hat on and keep wondering, because the news is all crazy. Remote workers, are they working more or are they working less when they have a remote position? And drum roll, please. The fact is, the surveys show now in 2023, remote workers are indeed working more than they were when they were in the office. How about that, you all, you quiet quitter accusations?
Yeah, there's some really interesting stats behind this, too. You know, working from home, it does ultimately increase productivity by 13%, according to Stanford. They did a study of 16,000 workers conducted over a nine-month period. Now, this improvement in performance was due to more calls per minute due to a quieter, more convenient working environment for the sample size that they were taking a look at, as well as working more minutes per shift due to fewer breaks and fewer sick days. How about that?
And the fact that they don't have to drive to work, they don't have to, you know, blow dry their hair because they could just let it, you know, dry in their own home. All of those things. But the commute is the biggest thing. When employees don't have to commute, the facts are in that they actually take that time to work.
110% right. A global survey of working arrangements includes full-time employees aged 20 to 59. And they estimate that working from home has saved approximately 2 hours per week per worker in 2021 and 2022, and that it will save approximately 1 hour per week per worker after all is said and done with all emergency situations related to the pandemic. So that's a big savings. And what that equals, it works out to 2.2% of a 46-hour work week with 40 paid hours and 6 hours commuting. The after-tax wage rate is a reasonable benchmark for calculating the private value of commute time savings. And as a result, it's estimated that in the post-pandemic economy, the private value of commute time savings associated with working from home will be about 2.2% after-tax earnings. Some people only get 1.2% annual increase. So a 2.2% after-tax earning cost savings is huge, Miss Wendy Sellers, the HR lady.
I could just tell you myself. I mean, I don't work for a big company. I work for myself. And pre-pandemic, oh my goodness, I just bought a brand new SUV just a couple months before, actually not even a couple months, like pretty much right before the pandemic, you know, exploded in the United States and everything got shut down and then life began to change. And then I saw my brand new, beautiful SUV that I bought that was way bigger than I wanted, but I wanted to be safe on the highway because I was traveling all the time. I just saw it sitting in my driveway. So you know what I did, JC?
You sold it.
I called the dealer. I literally sent them an email. I found the like CEO, the top cheese of the dealer online, and I sent them an email. I said, I don't want this anymore. What do you want me to do with it?
Oh, wow.
And he literally emailed me right back. He's like, everybody wants your vehicle right now for whatever reason. So please come in and we'll make you a deal. And I went and traded it in, and he took all the fees off that they totally screwed me with and said, wow, my employees really did a number on you.
Oh, wow.
First of all. And then in order for me to get a vehicle that I wanted, I had to go through basically their loan center directly.
Yeah.
And I saved so much money so much money a month plus a total year off of my loan by doing that. That gave me an immediate increase in my, you know, my take home pay. So
oh my gosh. Yeah. I could only imagine. You're probably like $700 richer a month at this point. Who knows?
Overall, honestly, it really was. It's interesting that you say that number, because when you reverse calculate it, that I'm paying a year less in a loan, and then I'm paying, you know, a lot less because I went from a pretty nice SUV to just a standard car that literally still sits in my driveway half the time now because I work from home, I would say 80% of the time. So yeah, I'm a happy camper right now.
Can't go wrong. And we're seeing this across the country, ladies and gentlemen. You know, more work from home, it equals lighter loads overall on transportation systems, especially during peak travel times. The available evidence suggests that working from home reduces overall energy consumption and pollution in the economy. Working remotely boosts economic and social resilience during the pandemic and after the pandemic, and also through disasters that prevent travel and in-person work. That's a really important one when we think about it. Let it be hurricanes, tornadoes, or in my instance, blizzards.
In your instance, up in New York, it is blizzards. And in my instance, down here in Florida, it is definitely hurricanes and the like. And in fact, I was traveling last week, or this week, I should say, for work. And I have a few other trips I have to make over the next month or so. And, you know, right now, I was shocked the other day when I had to travel to a client to do a half day training. The roads were packed. And I'm like, what is going on? Did everybody cancel remote working? No, it's snowbird season down here in Florida and spring break. So I will know next year not to schedule anything during this 1 month.
You want to talk about stress? There's a little bit of stress for you right there. And I've got some stuff on stress for you as well. In regards to all this, the driving and the working from home. According to psychologicalscience.org, long periods of driving cause the release of cortisol. It's a stress hormone linked to high blood pressure. Reducing the financial burdens of commuting, such as not having to pay for parking or gas, it can reduce stress and improve psychological health. Furthermore, telecommuters have significantly lower levels of work-related stress and exhaustion. Some argue that the increased autonomy that comes with working from home is at least partially responsible for the stress reduction. Now, aside from reducing stress, the flexibility of remote work may encourage employees to engage in healthier habits, like walking more.
And the other thing I wanted to say about this, JC, because I'm thinking, you know, some of our listeners are thinking, all right, well, my business, whatever it is, maybe it's manufacturing, construction, and a specific role has to be in person. So if you can't go to remote work for your workers, at least try to start being flexible with the start and end time. And I know that's not possible for everybody, but you know, how you just said about the stress of, you know, driving there. I'm literally thinking about, okay, I've got to drop my kid off. I have to get gas because it was too late last night. It was snowing. It was raining, whatever it might be. And now that's going to set me back another 10, 15 minutes. Or I have to get off at this exit to get gas. And there happens to be an accident, or this happens to be a really crazy exit. Happens to be spring break. And I know it's going to set me back. If I could start my day earlier or later, you know, that's another form of flexibility besides being a remote worker that we need to consider. And I guarantee you that if we are looking up, you know, just flexible work hours and possible different days that you can choose, 4 day versus 5 day, we're probably going to get the same kind of statistics regarding stress.
Oh, I think you're 110% right. And just like you're talking about with the bad weather and things like that, just to share a little personal experience with you, I do recall one very specific 16-hour workday where I literally only worked 8 hours and the rest of it was commute time. The drive-in was pretty simple, and of course the breaks and lunch during the day were standard. But that drive home that took close to 7 hours that day, I will never forget. That's where a 20-minute commute turned into 7 hours, driving through thunder, snow, and blizzards and everything, just to wake up the next day and have to take vacation time because I was not afforded emergency leave and I had to report in person. It was a different time, a lot more stress, and I'm very happy those days are long gone. I'll put it that way.
I hear you. I had to deal with it last week, actually, because where I was driving to, I got there no problem. I went there the night before, spoke, came back thinking, all right, great, I'm going to grab lunch after this training, head home.
Yeah.
2.5-hour commute. You know, I built that into my day, my work day. there was an accident and only one bridge to go across. It took me 5.5 hours, not 2.5, to get home. So I was so stressed and physically felt just so just depleted and useless the next day. So the same thing, you know, I kind of took a sick day and was like, okay, I'm only answering emergency calls and emails and that's it. So, you know, this could be a win-win situation. If you have the possibility to give your employees remote work options, even if it's just occasionally, please do so. We'll be more than happy to post these survey statistics in our podcast file. So please go there. And thanks for listening today to our discussion on remote workers working more hours than when they were in the office. Completely contrary to what all the negative Nellies are saying out there. As the HR lady, I'm always looking for feedback on our program. So drop me a line of what you want to hear more of, less of, or anything in between. Thanks for joining us.